As the cold advances, I'd like to reflect on favorite warm weather moments, like the trip I took this summer to the Aalborg Dunes and Bog, on a tour sponsored by the Vermont Hardy Plant Club and led by plant biologist Liz Thompson. First, we visited a stretch of rare sand dunes, where we saw buttonbush and freshwater cordgrass, more often found along the Atlantic shore. We also saw Champlain beechgrass and the low-growing beech pea, both rare plants that are remnants of the post-glacial era, when Lake Champlain was an inland estuary of the Atlantic Ocean. Unfortunately, poison ivy has invaded the dunes, so we had to be careful where we walked. For 15 years, Mo Theoret was the park ranger of Aalborg Dunes. He recalls when they were being bulldozed to replenish the nearby beach. Protective vegetation was damaged when trees were being cut for firewood and beach visitors were walking on the beach grass. Today, protective fencing has been installed and the dunes are repairing themselves. The 625-acre Aalborg Dunes became a state park in 1996. Its south-facing sand dunes are one of the longest beaches on Lake Champlain. Together, the beach and dunes make up what's known as a barrier island, geologically similar to coastal formations, more common along ocean shorelines. This barrier sits between the lakeshore and a wetland bog, with beach and dunes both slowly migrating into and over the wetland. Large turtles and other wildlife are attracted there, including coyotes, foxes, owls, deer, moose, and bear. There's a layer of peat more than 26 feet deep in the black spruce swamp and bog, where we found sphagnum moss, pitcher plants, high bush blueberry, cotton grass, mountain holly, bog and sheep laurel, dwarf mistletoe, and Labrador tea. Core samples from the bog reveal a record of climate and vegetation dating back to the Ice Age. The swamp and bog are more typical of those found in the cooler Northeast Kingdom, and quite a contrast to the neighboring sand dunes. Once Lake Champlain was a saltwater sea inhabited by whales. The sea flowed south, forming the dunes about 10,000 years ago. On nearby Isle Lamont, there's a fossil reef some 480 million years old, containing some of the oldest corals in the world, corals that grew in a tropical sea. I can almost feel the warm breezes as I contemplate this amazing place we call home.